In other news, there are many new technologies coming to the agricultural industry. A solar-powered robot that looks like a table on wheels was recently moving through a field of sugar beets in Switzerland. The robot scans rows of crops with its camera, identifies weeds, and zaps them with blue liquid from its mechanical tentacles. A Reuters report says the Swiss robot is undergoing its final testing before the blue liquid is replaced with actual weed killer. The machine is a new breed of AI weeders that investors say could disrupt the $100 billion pesticides and seeds industry by reducing the need for universal herbicides and the genetically modified crops that tolerate them. The industry is bracing for the impact of digital agricultural technology, and some of the biggest companies are already changing their business models in anticipation. The stakes are high, as herbicides are worth $26 billion a year in sales and account for 46% of pesticide revenue overall. Industry experts say some of the profit pools that are in the hands of major agrochemical companies could wind up in the hands of farmers and equipment manufacturers. While still in its infancy, the plant-by-plant approach is a marked change from the standard method of crop production. The grain industry isn't the only one increasing technology. The livestock industry is also increasing the amount of technology that could be used daily on an operation. Pinpoint is a new initiative from Alltech utilizing nutrigenomics-based supplements validated by real-time data to help producers make superior feeding and management decisions. Pinpoint works to combat the number one killer of feed yard cattle, bovine respiratory disease, or BRD. Speaking at 118, the Alltech Ideas Conference in Lexington, Kentucky, Pinpoint co-founder Brian Lawless says it started as part of the Pierce Lions Accelerator as a team from the Alltech Beef Division looked into tackling challenges beef producers are facing.
It really is derived from the name of being able to pinpoint problems within a pen of cattle. Specifically, the issue we were trying to pinpoint would be bovine respiratory disease, or BRD. 70% of all feed yard mortalities come as a result of BRD, and so we tried to say, all right, how do we have a way to solve that? And Pinpoint really wanted to try to capture that holistically, and so we really target ourselves as the first holistic solution to BRD.
Pinpoint uses a combination of real-time data and nutritional breakthroughs by Alltech to create healthier cattle and a safer beef supply.
We've made an incredible investment in our nutrigenomics lab, and one was a new nutritional supplement that we took from the lab into the field and tested it rigorously and saw that nutritionally we could reduce BRD by 69%. Though you have preventative nutrition, could we add something more on top of that? So we actually worked with a partner on a predictive measure where we could use an on-ear wearable, basically a Fitbit for cattle, that would work in synergy with our nutrition. And basically that Fitbit would tell us data such as rumination, eating behavior, and other health metrics. And this whole solution will give them more data and the ability to make better decisions, which we want that for producers every day.
Lawless says the program shows the importance of focusing on nutrition.
You know, we're betting on ourselves with this. We're saying, look, we believe we are experts in animal health and nutrition, and we absolutely are. But we want to be able to communicate that and give producers confidence every day that what we know to be true, they can see every day in their feed. And so by giving them more data, giving them more information, and we see that with the Fitbits where we track our steps, we know how much sleep we're getting, you know, we get that information, and then we can understand, hey, the choices I'm making are now validated by data. And so we're basically taking some very simple health principles that we know as humans and saying, let's apply these to animals.
As more data is collected, Lawless says Pinpoint is branching out to other cattle health issues.
As we're getting more real-time data, it's not just BRD. It's looking at foot rot, it's looking at AIP, it's looking at liver abscesses. And I won't say too much on this, but liver abscesses is something we have some really cool stuff coming down the pipeline on. And so we're saying if we can get that real-time data that both benefits producers, but us as Alltech on the nutrition side, it gives us more keen insights on to hone in our technologies for producers every day.
Learn more about Pinpoint launching this fall online at www.alltech.com/pinpoint. Genomic technology and DNA testing, once futuristic concepts to many cattle producers, are now common tools for evaluating genetic performance, and the U.S. dairy industry and registered Holsteins have helped drive the significant progress that's been made over the past decade.
When we look at DNA technologies, it's really about information. And regardless of the size of the operation, they're going to have choices. 50-cow dairy needs to decide which replacements to keep in the same way that a 10,000-head dairy needs to decide which replacements to keep. All of them have very similar information needs with respect to animal management and breeding strategies.
That's Dr. Jason Osterstock, Zoetis Executive Director of Global Genetics. He says that in the last 20 years, the industry's biggest improvement has been to fertility, Less coal cows result in more replacement females and more room for producers to make choices.
For a lot of producers, it's very much about how do I use the technology as part of an inventory management system? How do I use the technology to help inform the use of other technologies like assorted semen or in vitro fertilization? So there's really been a coalescence, if you will, of a number of different technologies and opportunities all at the same time that have really made DNA testing that much more valuable.
As the technology continues to evolve and grow, there's future potential for health and wellness traits, he says, which is a top priority for the entire industry moving forward.
When we look at the ability to use genomic selection to help to breed for animals that are not only productive and efficient in what they do, you know, in the parlor every day, but also are robust from a health perspective, less susceptible to disease, really helps us in a very holistic way ensure that the production system is as efficient as possible.
Visit HolsteinUSA.com to learn more about genomic testing options, including the clarified suite of tests available to U.S. Holstein breeders. That's all we have for today on the WSMI Afternoon Farm Show. I'm Jamie Geisler.